This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, I don't know what this is. I'm just now seeing this. So I will... Okay. So I'll read it to you, but... So I guess there's this ex-Malaysian king, and he got married to some Russian chick, and now the video from their wedding is coming out because they're getting a divorce, and I guess it's gone viral. Let me explain. An extraordinary video showing the former king of Malaysia's marriage to his Russian beauty queen just days before this huge separation has emerged. The footage showing the ruler smiling and laughing at a lavish Moscow ceremony. And they said it's just a huge wedding. In the video, the wealthy Sultan Mohammed V of Kelton or whatever appears with this chick who's 25. And she says in the vows, "I vow to be a nice wife, love you in happiness and sadness, and I will be your bunny forever."
Yeah.
Did you see that?
That should be in every vow.
I'll be your bunny.
Yeah. I'll be your...
I'll be your bunny. I'll be your bunny.
Buddy or bunny?
Bunny. I'll be your bunny.
Like bunny bunny? Like rabbit bunny?
Like
bunny ears?
Like...
Hippity hop?
I think like a bunny. You know,
hippity hop, me on top.
Maybe ee bunny?
Gotcha.
She's going after all his money, and he's worth billions.
Yeah.
He didn't sign a prenup.
No.
So I guess she's not going to be his bunny.
Yeah, I would say if you're the king of any country, you should have a prenup.
Yes, I agree.
Just standard.
Anyway, yeah, but it's really awkward because he's like 90 years old and I don't know.
She's a beauty, though.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
She really is.
Yeah.
They have a baby, right?
I don't know. Do they?
Yeah. They have a baby, I think.
Wow. Anyway, good move on her part, bad move on his part.
Yeah, he wants nothing to do with the baby.
Oh.
It's part of the rift.
Did you also see who else doesn't have any thing with the baby?
Who's that?
I'm Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson?
Yes. Did you see that story? I guess Owen Wilson's girlfriend, let me find it. Owen Wilson's ex says he's never met his daughter. Never met her.
That's crappy.
That's so sad. Her name is Varuni Vankarishkapatich, and she says that she would love for her, for Owen to get involved in her one-year-old's life.
Maybe he's denying that it's his.
No, he pays for it.
Okay.
So, Owen Wilson's ex-girlfriend, Varuni Vankarishkapatich, is begging the actor to get involved in their one-year-old's daughter's Lila's birthday. She says that Wilson is not involved at all with their little girl and has never even met his youngest child. She says that he does help her financially, but it's never been about the money. I really would like, I will really like for Lila to have a father. And it's ironic how, though, Owen keeps playing these father roles in his movies. In fact, he's playing a father in his new movie, and he's never even met his own daughter.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, if he's already... pretty much, admitted that that's his baby because he is paying financially, then it makes no sense why he's not at least, admit the daughter at least.
And they, by the way, have been dating for 5 years. So it wasn't like a one night stand where he's trying to deny it. They dated for 5 years. He never, after they broke up, he never contacted her during her pregnancy and didn't even see her after the birth. He agreed to take a paternity test in June, and it was reported that it was not ruled out that he was the baby daddy. So he also went through court about it, and he said that he wasn't interested in any kind of custody, and he's just paying for a baby.
You know, he seems like, and this is just by the roles that he plays, but he seems like a really nice guy.
Oh, I was going to say the opposite.
No, I think he's a really, he seems like a nice guy to me. So I'm
Isn't
a little shocked
Isn't he all jacked up
this.
On drugs and alcohol?
Owen Wilson?
I'm Owen Wilson.
Well, I think he probably parties every now and then, but I've never known him to be actually just completely out of control.
Can you Yahoo Owen Wilson jacked up on drugs and alcohol?
You got those guys like, I don't know, not Keanu Reeves, but the other guy that he's always, Shia LaBeouf, right?
Yeah.
He's always into something, and he's got, you know, issues. But I never really hear that about Owen.
Go ahead and read it.
Funny man actor Owen Wilson was hooked on heroin and cocaine.
Really? How long ago, though?
About 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think he's, though, recently, though, there was also a little run-in.
Yeah, I've not seen anything recently.
He also has gone to rehab a few times.
I know that he was having problems when he did Dumb and Dumber years ago.
He wasn't in Dumb and Dumber.
Well, which one was it then?
Wedding Crashers?
Yeah, Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers, yeah. That's it.
We're
yeah.
all like this.
Yeah.
We're all yeah. like, yeah. we're all doing this thing like, he yeah. looks like the guy
he
in
does
Dumb and
look
Dumber.
Like that
he
guy.
Looks
yeah.
a lot
no,
like
he does.
Him.
You're right.
And that guy does look like he just
drugs. It is Wedding Crashers. It's Wedding Crashers. But he was having problems then, I know.
Oh, somebody said he tried to take his own life. Will you look that up? I knew something recent happened. Something bad happened recently. Remember, we read about it. We talked about it.
I don't remember. This is the first I've heard Owen Wilson's name in a long time that I can remember.
I forgot what happened.
I don't know. Well, it's crappy that he's not taking part in his kid's
life.
Well,
right.
Life,
that's a
okay?
whole story.
That's
yeah.
the bottom line here.
Speaking of drugs and alcohol, oh, God, did you guys see Ben Affleck again?
No.
Oh, he's looking really rough, you guys.
He's at it again,
I
huh?
don't know. I'm worried about him. I mean, I don't know him, but I am worried. So Ben Affleck was seen on the set of his new movie. He's filming a new movie. And they, you know how the paparazzi are. They're like behind and zoom lenses. And he, what were the words they used? The words they used were really funny. Here they said. They said he looks exhausted and glum.
Oh, really? Glum.
Glum.
Glum's not a good word.
Ben Affleck looks disheveled. And on the set of his new movie, he looks exhausted and glum. Mm,
glum is bad.
Yeah. That is really bad.
Glum, yes. Yeah. Glum, you don't want to be glum.
You don't want to be. I know stuff, and that one of them is don't be glum. Yep. Mm-hmm. Rob Kardashian is getting skinny, you guys. It's amazing, yeah, Rob Kardashian.
He's doing that 18-6 diet.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, he said that. He didn't say that, but I believe if that's what he said. He said he just quit alcohol.
Yeah. Well, I just made my part up. I'm still trying to sell that diet.
What?
To everybody. Yeah. It's 18-6. That's what he's doing.
God.
Plus, he gave up alcohol.
Somebody said, who Yahoos anymore? Nobody. That's why it's funny. Nobody Yahoo. See, I'm trying to bring Yahoo back. I'm trying to bring it back. That's why I'm like, hey, Bing it. Hey, Yahoo it. It's my thing because everybody says Google. So I throw you all off by saying, hey, Yahoo.
Yeah. Well, with Yahoo.
It's just a little ha ha.
Yahoo.
It's like,
humor.
Like that. Funny.
Oh.
Did you see this? Brand new, 5 stories, 35,000 square feet of pure power. That's right. Starbucks is opening a brand new store in Chicago, 35,000 square feet and 5 stories.
Holy moly.
What do you do with that?
5 stories?
5 yeah. stories.
Wow.
And it is humongous. They said they're going to show different roasting abilities. They're going to have a mixologist. It's going to be fantastical.
It's like Starbucks University.
It's the world's largest Starbucks. Will soon open in Chicago. And, it's called the Reserve Roastery. I don't know about this. What are you going to do?
It will be packed. Yeah, it will be absolutely out of control. Because, you know, they're going to put it down there on Michigan Avenue.
They are.
Is that where it's going?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where all the showcase places go. It'll do great because that Michigan Avenue is always packed.
And so it's just something to see as a visitor.
Yeah, you've been there. You'll buy merchandise. They'll sell, you know, Starbucks Chicago. And it'll do great.
All right. You're probably right.
Yeah. Man, the one by my house, and I never go to Starbucks. I'm not a Starbucks fan. But my wife loves it. So sometimes I have to drop in there to pick up something for her. That thing is packed.
You just remind me of something.
What?
Your list yesterday.
Look, you think I was kidding? Look.
No.
I brought an orange in.
He gets the funniest random phone calls from his wife, and he just does it. He's like a damn hand puppet. Like,
oh, no, 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 no. Hang on a second. Hang on. Not like a hand puppet.
Oh, no, sorry.
No, no. I run that place. I put my foot down. I'm in charge. Now, when she calls and wants me to stop by the store to pick up a bundle of oranges and some washer fluid, well, you know, it's the least I can do. But don't even think for a moment I don't run that place.
I was laughing so hard yesterday.
I run that house.
You should take her off speaker so I don't judge. Because if she's on speaker and she's like, oh, my God, I don't have any washer fluid. I couldn't see. I need you to get me washer fluid and a bundle of oranges. I was like, what is the oranges about?
And I brought in an orange this morning.
I know, it's because you bought them, right?
Yeah, I bought a bundle. A bushel.
I need you as my husband so I can just call and demand stuff.
No, that's not the way it works, Jamie. I know what kind of picture you're trying to paint here of me, but this is not the case at all.
Really?
I am my own man. I don't take orders from people. I run that place.
I heard her on speakerphone.
You think I'm like Carson?
Whoa. Hey now.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Whoa. I've crossed the line.
Whoa now. Hey.
You're also the guy that pushes dogs in strollers.
Whoa!
That was 15 years ago. Get over it.
It wasn't 15 years ago. I was here. No. It was like 6 years ago. Yeah.
Who's counting?
And there was a dog in a stroller. He's right.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, but you run this place.
Sometimes I have a weak moment. But I run this place.
I still
can't. Well, that place.
I know what we'll do. We'll put the doggy in a stroller. Somebody said it's okay to accept defeat, BJ.
Defeat?
Yes.
What's defeat?
You.
I don't know defeat.
Yes.
What are you talking about? I don't know.
Yes.
What's defeat? That I picked up some oranges yesterday and washer fluid? How's that defeat?
Because she went like this. Oh, my God, I have no washer fluid. I can't even see. I need you to go get washer fluid and oranges. Okay. Well, yep. I will. What kind of oranges? You want the cuties?
Today I have to get rubbing alcohol.
Remember on Tuesday what you said last Tuesday to the boss? I can't meet because I have to go pick up diapers.
Yeah.
And he just stared at you.
You know, until you bring it up, it doesn't seem so crazy. but now that I hear it back.
Yeah, you're getting it.
Starting to figure this out.
It's fine.
I'm like just nothing more than just a runner boy, aren't I?
Well.
Running errands. That's all I do.
Well, and cook her meals, clean up the dishes. That's why I want you as my husband. Like, you are perfect. I wish you could fix crap. You'd be the ultimate man.
I am Carson.
All right, there you go. Tablet trash. I'm out.
Sorry, buddy.
Wow.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.